Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of interviews to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Kyung-An Han from the Department of Biological Sciences. Kay, if I may call you that, it's easier.
Surely.
Tell us, what do you do? What's your research area?
We try to understand how the brain controls behavior by focusing on two molecules, very important neuromolecule called dopamine and octopamine. In Drosophila melanogaster, which is a genetic model system, which is a fruit fly.
Oh, the famous Drosophila.
Yes.
And
dopamine is common in humans as well as in flies. And it's a very important molecule that controls many different behaviors. The way that it controls is by having many different receptors present in many different brain area, depending on where dopamine sends the signal and how that signal is processed, it tends to regulate attention, motivation, pleasure, learning, or memory. So by using a simple model system, Drosophila, we try to understand how motivation, attention, learning, and memory tend to be regulated by dopamine as well as octopamine. Octopamine is actually insect norepinephrine. Humans have norepinephrine, insects have octopamine. But the way that octopamine controls brain activity is the same as epinephrine controls human activity.
So dopamine is really the key molecule in our brains, and it's all over.
All
over the place.
Yes, exactly. It's a really simple molecule made from amino acid tyrosine. And the way that it has so many different activities, once again, is due to the fact that we have in the brain, human brain, five different receptors. In the case of Drosophila, there are also five different receptors as well, depending on which receptor gets signal for dopamine.
So very quickly, what major discovery have you made here?
Well, what we have learned so far is that, in particular, D1 dopamine receptor, which is one of the downstream signals, tend to be really important for mediating learning about the stimuli that predict danger, as well as reward, meaning pleasure. The way that they do tend to be a little different because the signaling that they provide are a little different in the brain structure in the fly brain that we call machine bodies. So we are trying to understand exact pathways for aversive learning versus appetitive learning, good memory versus bad memory formation.
Just very quickly, when a fly senses danger, can it communicate this to other flies?
That's an excellent question. We do not study that in our lab, but there's a study showing that flies actually follow other flies as well in some instances. They have a capacity to watch other flies and learn information from how they behave.
Just in motion.
Yes.
They don't talk to one another.
They do talk to each other. Well, we don't know exactly how, but one way is chemical communication. Flies tend to perfume CO2, and that's one of the cues. And
okay.
They also communicate using singing, which is song.
So Professor Kyung-An Han from the Department of Biological Sciences here at the university, thank you very much for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. Thank you.